Go get your Bible. We're waiting
Blog
on you.
Talk
we're
waiting. Radio.
Okay.
You got to go get your Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, we're waiting on Chaplain John Durden to get his Bible. Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, air code 646-378-1857. It's a blessing to be here with you, and I'd like to thank those who have contributed to this ministry at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. God bless you, and we're going to wait on Chaplain John Durden to be coming up momentarily in a minute to bring the word of God to the great right phone. All right, before we do that, we have a promotional. Yeah, we hear you. We hear you. Dr. Tilmo says he understands. Before we start, we have a promotional from Kirk Franklin.
I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Just pray.
Chaplain John Durden. Now, just in case we get cut off, I want everybody to know that I'm streaming out of Jamaica. Brother John, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
If we have any technical problems and if you can't get in, it kicks you out. That meant that my power went out and we'll have to reschedule it for tomorrow. Is that agreed upon by everybody? Hello?
I know I can hear you. I don't know about them.
I said, can you hear me, Brother John? I said, in case we get disconnected from the broadcast, because these lights may turn off, if we get disconnected and I can't connect back, would you agree to be back in the room tomorrow if this show doesn't go out right?
Sure. The only problem is sometimes it gets cut off. I don't know I'm being cut off, and I just keep on talking, thinking people can hear me when they can't. So if we have a problem, I hope I would know that we were disconnected. I would think that I was teaching for a whole hour and a half or two, and the thing was off
okay.
all the whole time.
No, it's not going to be off. Just keep talking. But I won't be able to get in the room with you because I'm recording it as you talk. So I won't be able to speak because I'm putting it on a download. So if you act like you don't hear nobody, I'm in there recording it. I have to record it because what happens is if I get off channel, then I'm going to have to record it on my recorder while you're streaming. That's for a backup so I can have it. So just keep teaching. If you don't hear me, that don't mean I'm off. Unless it says, good evening, have a good night. If you hear that, then you know it's off. But if you don't hear that, it's still streaming.
Thank you.
Okay, so now if you start, hey, Emmett, I won't be able to hear you. I'm letting you know that because I'm recording.
Gotcha. Thanks for telling me.
All right. We got Chaplain John Durden. You got the mic.
Good evening, everybody. Again, this is Brother John coming at you. Brother John Durden, they call me. It's good to know that we have some folks who are really interested in the Great White Throne Judgment, the Great White Throne Judgment. Because we know there's two kinds of judgment, the Great White Throne Judgment and the Judgment Seat of Christ. The Judgment Seat of Christ, I'll tell you in a minute, is really for the believers. And the Great White Throne Judgment is for the unbelievers. I'll get in that for a minute. Let me go into prayer. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come before you. Give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, Father, for the listeners that are checking in tonight or this evening, and I thank you for their love for you. Thank you for their desire to know more about you, about your judgments, the Great White Throne Judgment, and then a couple of days later, maybe the Judgment Seat of Christ. And I thank you, Father. Thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for your healing, and we thank you for your patience with us and your divine forgiving spirit, Father God. And before I start, I'd like to say, I am heartily sorry for any sin that I may commit, unknown and known, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I ask you forgive me of all those sins, like I said, Father, known and unknown. And I pray that you would inspire me. I pray that my thoughts would be, your thoughts would be my thoughts. I don't want it to be my fleshly thoughts. What I teach, what I say, and what I share will be a leading from the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Again, our Lord Jesus, I pray that you would minister to me as well as the Holy Spirit. I pray that whatever humor come out of me, it'll be a humor from the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for your grace and your mercy. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the world redeemer and my personal redeemer, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to share a scripture with you. Two scriptures come from Revelation, the 20th chapter. Revelation 20, okay, 20 verses 11 and 12. It says this. And the subtitle is called The Great White Throne Judgment. Chapter 20, verses 11 and 12. Verse 11, it says, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And verse 12 says this, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead which were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Amen. In verse 14, I thought that was quite interesting. I go down there and say, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Okay. Let's see. I think the Lord will give me one more. Okay. He'll give me one other. This one comes from Revelation, the 21st chapter, verses 7 and 8. Chapter 21, verses 7 and 8. It reads as follows. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his or her God. And he or she shall be my son or daughter. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, I want to emphasize that, lies will go to hell too, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Let me say that again. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. And he shall be my son, or she shall be my daughter. I'm going to add that on, because I mean, he's talking to the female as well. And verse 8 says, but the fearful. And he said, fear somehow. I go to church, but I'm not a religious fanatic or anything. Scared somebody for mocking and don't want to associate with somebody who's totally dedicated to the Lord. But the fearful and the unbelieving, well, he may be, I don't know. How can he be God when he was born out of a lady who wasn't even married? You know, this kind of thing. I heard all these remarks. And see, when did Jesus get married, huh? When did God get married? So he had a son. When did he get married? All these crazy stuff. But the fearful and unbelieving, they got all that crap, and the abominable. I mean, those are just nasty folks. And the murderers and the whoremongers, screw everything that got a hold in it. And sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. You know what I say? All liars. Once upon a time, I thought a liar was, all you jumps off for sin. I thought it was the spirit. I didn't see that as a heavyweight sin. I thought maybe, hey, what is a lie? That's this guy just trying to make himself look good. Or trying to protect himself or whatever, but God says a lie is a lie. And oh, by the way, there's no such thing as a big sin and a little sin. There's no such thing as a big sin and a little sin. Lie is a sin. If a murderer and a rapist and a liar was in the cab going to a party at the same time and they all got killed and all be less than, guess what? The liar would be right there before them. Here Jesus said, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. But he's saying, all you got to do is go into the dictionary, look up liar. The Bible dictionary, and you'll find over 20-some-odd scriptures talking about liars going to hell. Okay? So God bless you. God bless you. Okay. I want to share some other little scriptures that, personally, that I wrote. What I read was pretty good, it was excellent, but I have some others I'd like to share. This one comes from Revelation, because the great white throne judgments are going to be the millions, billions, trillions of people who will be standing before God. And when I say God, I'm talking about his son, because the Bible says God the Father is turning over the judgment to his son, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus is going to be on the throne, okay? He's going to be on the throne for the great white throne judgment and the judgment seat of Christ. But the one I'm talking about tonight, the great white throne judgment, this is strictly pertaining to people who's going to hell. We talk about standing before the Lord Jesus, being accused of what they did, and how they're going to try to get out of it and all that kind of crap. You can't fool Jesus. Jesus is God Almighty. Well, look at it this way. You see, you don't want to hear none of that. He said, no, I know what you did. Just keep your mouth shut. I'm going to tell you what you did. Okay? So one of the major scriptures he wants me to share with you comes from Revelation 21:8. And it says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, hear that? And all liars, L-I-E-R-S, shall have their part in the lake with burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And I find from my experience, and I'll be talking about the book of Revelation with a couple of friends of mine, I come up with this conclusion. I said, no one really wants to talk about hell, but it exists as a definite part of the eternal plan of God. Hell is not the devil's playground, y'all. Nor is hell someone's punishment on earth. Nor is someone hit, but I'm in hell because I'm having all these trouble. It's not God's punishment on earth. God created a hell. It's a real place where real people will spend a real eternity. And one of the primary dangers of false religions is their denial of this place. They don't believe in it. They think it'll be a place where you party kind of a thing. But a lot of you be surprised. Especially, I'm hearing a lot lately. When you're dead, you're dead. You don't have to worry about no. If you're an unsaved person and you die, oh, God loves us so much, he would send nobody to hell. He spoke about hell more than anything else in that Bible. He did. And you know what? In our reading, I came up with a little summary about hell. I said to myself, because someone described hell as a place of partying and drinking and cursing and righteous living and sexual freedom and all this kind of crap. Mm-mm. Because a minister will condemn these actions does not mean they will be present in hell. In fact, party is the father's idea of the teaching of the Bible. There ain't going to be no party in hell. Others try to deny its existence. You know what I'm saying? Some folks out there, talking about religious leaders and everything else, try to deny existence. No, when you die, you're dead. So if you're not saved, God just too loving.